Goose hunting, blinds, and the like. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. My good buddy Dennis Anderson lives a life that I could only dream of. He hunts and he fishes whenever and wherever he wants. This is a goose hunting story that I think you'll enjoy.
Greater Canada is in that 8 to 12 pound range, and there was probably, the reports I have is that there was 50 to 60,000 birds on a couple of wildlife refuges there, and there's two major refuges right there, Okobojo Creek and another one called Mail Shack, and they were holding a lot of birds, and of course the birds were coming out, and fortunately they were coming into our fields, and so we were able to do some layout blind hunting, and then we also were able to dig some pits.
When you say layout blinds, I used to hunt in Texas. We'd be in fields, and we'd lay out just basically sheets. When you say a layout blind, describe that for me.
Well, it's just a little unit with an aluminum frame in it, about 6.5 or 7 feet long, and one end is kind of padded and has an angle to it, and you lay your back in it. It has little doors that flop open, so you kind of completely cover yourself up, but then you also camouflage the outside of it with whatever cover you're in. If you're in a cut cornfield, you would cover it with corn. If you're in a wheat field, you'd take stubble and stick in the little straps that are available on the blind. So you can buy them at any of the big stores, waterfall stores.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.